Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Kids need wholesome snacks to fuel their bodies and imaginations, like the delicious soft-bake organic Clif Kid Z-Bar. With 10 grams of whole grains, it was made for active kids like mine. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm on stopwatch duty for the backyard obstacle course. Grab a box of Clif Kid Z-Bar snacks for playtime anytime.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, it's another week and another set of Activity Quest daily challenges. Now, I know a lot of you are having a break from homeschooling this week. Maybe it's half term for you. So remember, funkidslive.com/daily is the place to go at the end of each day to tell us how you got on with these mini missions. And you can tell us what you're doing. If you do, you would be on air today after 6 p.m. and in the next episode of the Activity Quest podcast. First up, have you ever made a robot draw something? Because Dan did this in the latest edition of the Fun Kids Science Weekly podcast. He spoke to Ashley from OpenAI, AI, in case you're wondering, because I was. It stands for Artificial Intelligence. And Ashley let us put some commands through a program which then drew stuff. You can take a listen to it at funkidslive.com/daily and then let us know what you would have it draw. Second, we're going back through some record-breaking videos, and I mean Guinness World Record-breaking. Now, the first is when Dan broke a world record for naming the most Taylor Swift songs from their first lyric. You can check out the video at funkidslive.com/daily, and why not have a go at beating him? Play along as you watch the video. Give it a try. Your third thing is step outside and go for a walk. Don't worry, there is actually more to it than that, don't worry. Fourth, on your walk, we want you to start a collection based on the cool nature things you see and find. So perhaps you see a twig that looks like the letter S. Maybe your name is Stephen, therefore the letter S is very important to you. That kind of thing. Perhaps you could find an alphabet of twigs, maybe a stone that is particularly shiny. Finally, when you've got a collection of little nature things, it can be as small as two or three, go home and then set up an imaginary exhibit. Make a little mini museum in your bedroom. You can put some labels for the objects you've found on the walls. Maybe put them on pillows made out of cardboard. Really go to town on this. Make your own mini museum. And whatever it is, of course, you have to show us. I want to know because I'm nosy. Snap a picture of your museum of found things and send it to us at funkidslive.com/daily. So, that is number one, listen to the Fun Kids Science Weekly. Two, check out the Guinness World Record video of Dan. Three, go for a walk. Four, on that walk, find something cool and start a little collection. And number five, display that collection in your home with the Museum of Found Things. Every day we're sharing a bunch of people who have taken on the mighty Activity Quest daily challenges. First up, Freddie says, "This is so cool. I do these every day." Thanks, Freddie. I'm very happy that we could help you out. Florence says, "I'm learning about Oxbow Lakes in geography at the moment, and I use Activity Quest as a distraction." Thanks, Florence. I don't actually know what an Oxbow Lake is, so if you could teach me that after you've learned about it, that'd be very helpful. Thank you. DoodleJumper55 says, "This is good quality content." And that is an endorsement I like to hear. So remember, whatever you do, funkidslive.com/daily is the place to tell us all about it. And you could be on air tomorrow at 6 p.m. and in the Activity Quest podcast the following day. Just search Activity Quest.
So
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Nissan believes you deserve a car that thrills you. So we have to ask, does your car thrill you? When you hit the pedal, do you get something back? A chill in your spine? Goosebumps on your goosebumps? When you take off, do your fingers tighten around the steering wheel? Does your heartbeat in your stomach and your breath catch in your chest? Does driving make you feel alive? Because it should. And if your car doesn't thrill you, ours will. This is the new Nissan.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.